All right, we're back live. We're in the back of the 500 ballroom of the Convention Center. The Urban League luncheon is breaking up, and you never know who you're going to see. This is something that I think I told everybody about maybe the latter part of the week, Monday, or I tweeted it out on Twitter. I just was so happy when I accidentally read it in the Indianapolis Star. But I'm getting ready to introduce you to somebody that when Black History Month 2014 comes around, you can post this up on your bulletin board, tell it to your kids and whatever, living history. A brand new general in our Indiana National Guard. He will be the new Assistant Adjutant General of Indiana's National Guard, the best National Guard of all the states in Washington, D.C. His name is Wayne Black. Right now, he's a colonel about to be Brigadier General, the first African-American to be of flag rank with our National Guard. He's here at the luncheon and joins me live. General, congratulations.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that, Mr. Amos.
You have been a part of our National Guard how long?
I've been in the Guard for 17 years, sir.
How did you, to get to this level, to make that final jump from colonel to flag rank general, that's not easy to do.
No, it isn't, sir. It takes a lot of hard work and dedication in order to achieve, and as we talked a little bit earlier, doing a good job.
When they called you into the room and they said, Wayne, we got a new opportunity for you, and told you about this promotion, what was your reaction?
Sir, I was really excited. Just like when anytime you get promoted or receive some good news, you're always excited. Now, this takes it to another level because I'm at a flag officer status, which that in and of itself is an achievement. To be the first African-American in the Indiana Guard is just that much more significant for me, not only for me, but for the state of Indiana as well.
I had someone brag about our Indiana National Guard yesterday. We talked to Senator Joe Donnelly. He visited the Guard over in Afghanistan a few months ago, and he was talking about how our National Guard is one of the leaders, if not the leader, in figuring out ways to treat our service personnel who have served overseas, to make sure if they've got mental issues to know that help is there for them. And I was so proud when Senator Donnelly told me about what General Armberger and all of you in the Guard are doing, and that we're a leader in that. You guys need to be proud of that.
And we are. We try to take care of our men and women in uniform as they deploy on different missions throughout the Guard. We are the fourth largest National Guard within the United States.
Wait a minute. We're only the 16th largest state in population, but we're the fourth largest Guard?
Yes, sir.
Why is that? Is it because of Hoosiers' dedication to service?
I believe that has a significant part of the whole process, sir.
And I know our governor is working to find ways to make sure that when our service persons come home from, particularly our guardsmen come and ladies come home from Afghanistan, Iraq, or deployment overseas, that those employers don't renege on their moral responsibility to help them.
Yes, sir. And I also believe that a lot of the employers around the state of Indiana support our National Guard, and they try to honor those commitments as they send off the men and women to support the missions that we've been given.
Given all of the amount of deployment that our Guard has made overseas, that hasn't affected recruiting, right?
No, it hasn't. Not overall. We've had some turnover, but by and large, we've been able to recruit still at a steady pace.
How does your family feel about your accomplishment? Because behind every great guardsman or guardswoman, there's a family.
My family is very excited. They are very supportive of the National Guard and the military as a whole. I come from a military family, so we understand and we appreciate that value that the military offers.
Given that you're from a military family, how does your extended family feel? Because you got to be the first in the family to go have that shiny star on your, not just on your shoulder, it's put in the center now.
Sir, I think if my dad was here, I'd have to poke a pin in his chest just to deflate it.
You know, it is an honor, first of all, and a privilege, Wayne Black, to meet you, to know the accomplishment that you've made. Are there many African-Americans of flag rank? And I need to tell the audience, flag rank means you're like a general or an admiral. That's what flag rank means. Are there many African Americans at flag rank in the Guard in the 50 states and D.C.?
So I can't really respond.
Not a lot?
I'm not sure. Percentage-wise, I'm sure that percentage is relatively low.
It is an honor and a privilege to meet you. I look for when is the official ceremony where they take the bird off and they put the star on?
That's going to happen on July the 13th, sir.
Why'd they pick the 13th?
Well, that was a convenient time for myself and my family to celebrate this accomplishment.
It is a great thing to know. It is an honor and a privilege to meet you, and I know you're just part of a team of men and women that not only serve overseas, but serve here in Indiana, whether it's a flood, whether it's a tornado, whether it's blizzards, or any kind of unforeseen thing. I know our Guard has always been there and will continue to be there. Godspeed and good luck to you and congratulations.
All right. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate your time, and thank you very much.
Wayne Black, the new Assistant Adjutant General of the National Guard, Dr. David Hampton, a brother general, Assistant Adjutant. You know what? When you're Assistant Adjutant General, that means with prayer and good work, he could end up Adjutant General someday.
We're just proud of you. It's an honor to meet you today. Absolutely.